bar.
Them's all on my bar. Bitch on my
bar.
Bitch on my bar. Diamonds all over my body, I've got a bitch on my life, I see nigga on body.
Your bitch want party with Cardi, Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body, shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly, bitch you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying a lane, y'all the brain. I go insane, insane, I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame, Cardi think you made you upset, Cardi got rich, they upset, yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset, Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset, Cardi think you made you upset, Cardi got rich, they upset, yeah. Cardi put the pussy Cardi be brain on offset.
Who
got this motherfucker started?
Card.
Who took your bitch at the party?
Card.
I took your bitch in the party.
Card.
Who that be flags with Martian?
Card.
Who that don't freak in the cut?
Card.
Who got them freaks in the truck?
Card.
Then diamonds go hit like a bitch on a bitch ass bitch. Bitch, you a wanna be Cardi. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a bitch. Moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kick. Moonboxing this bitch. I'm from the motherfucking Bronx.
Bronx.
I keep the pump in the trunk.
Trunk.
Bitch, if you bad, then jump.
Jump.
Melly, your bitch in the slump. Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying a lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi think it made you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi think it made you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset.
Your bitch wanna party with a savage. 21. Second round savage in the ass. High-end cars and fashion, 21. I don't eat pussy, I'm fast, on God. I'm a blood, my brother crippin'. Bitch, I'm drippin', ho, you trippin'. Told the waitress I ain't tippin'. I like hot sauce on my chick, on God. I put the rubber off and I put hot sauce on her titty, 21. I'm in a Bentley truck, she keep on suckin' like it's tennis, 21. All these VVS's, nigga, my sperm worth me, on God. The bitch so bad, I popped a Miley before I hit, 21.
Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying a lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi think it made you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi think it made you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Step in this bitch, it's your bitch. Fuck up a check in your bitch. Us in the coupe and them inches. I fuck up a bag at the Fendi. I fuck up a bag in a minute. Who you know drip like this? Who you know build like this? I pop a shit like a dude. Pull up and pop at your coupe. Popping that too. They say you basic. I flirt at the rollie with diamonds. I flirt at the paddock and brace it. I got your bitch and she naked. X on the cake when I bake it. I'm switching lanes in the range. Stop at the dip for the brand. Stop at your bitch for your man. Stop at the trap for the fame. I stop them Cardi B. Cardi a frame. Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying a lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi think it made you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi think it made you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset.
We are here. Welcome to the Fast Lane. I am your host, Gray Bossa Nova. And we have Miss Miro and Miss Jersey.
What up?
What's good, ladies?
Yes,
sir.
What's
good
with you,
Jersey?
You know.
How y'all doing?
Same old.
Well, I'm going to have to get myself together because me and my husband are going, we are going to ice skate, so.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah, to step out. So, our guest today
is Mr. Tony out of Atlanta. Yeah, he's not yet. She should be calling in shortly, but we will have Tony Gold today as our special guest out of Atlanta. He's a badass syndicate. He's not signed to Boosie, but he is a part of the camp. He's engineer.
Too
he
much
does
bird.
A lot of his mixed and masters, a lot of his work. You can see him Facebook Live quite frequently and on IG Live.
He's helping them.
In the studio with Boosie. Mixing some stuff. He did a couple of tracks on the new album that he just dropped.
You said with Little Luwa?
Boosie.
You said Little Luwa? Little Luwak, child. I thought you said also Little Luwak.
No, no, he was in there, he mixed down his Boopak album.
Oh.
His album, recent album that he dropped was Boopak, and Tone, mixed and mastered a couple of songs. But we do have Tone Boopak, online. How you doing, Tone?
Yeah, yeah, it was good.
We were just in the middle of discussing how to spell. What is it again, Grayson?
Boopak.
Yes, but can you spell it? Because I want to look it up.
B O O P A C. Boopak.
Fabulous. See, some of the listeners, they have to be, that's a very unique name. So that brings up the question, where did that name come from and how you come up with such a name? Or is it a slang?
That was actually Boosie's album. It's actually Boosie's album. He's just Boosie's engineer.
He
basically helped on a couple of the tracks on it. But, Tone, you can explain some of that to us. Welcome to the Fast Lane on Street Smart Radio. How you doing today, Tone?
Welcome.
What's up? What's good?
Good with it. You've been on a go.
Yeah, man. Been grinding left and right. Shows left and right. In the studio, heavy working on new projects.
You were headlining. So how was the South by Southwest Festival? You headlining down there in Austin.
Yeah, the South by Southwest was, that was my second annual for myself. But the second time was 10 times better than the first. And the first time was dope. But the second time, man, I really got to be, as you said, a headliner on one of the stages. Shout out to Dustmaster.
Right.
Yeah, me and Young G and Joe Gifted and a few other artists, we all was on that stage doing that thing, so that was dope. Hold on one second.
Y'all heard nothing but good things. South by Southwest was amazing. Definitely shout out to them.
Yeah, we had an opportunity to go out there and experience.
Yeah, I needed to grab my headphones for y'all.
We actually got a chance to go out there and catch Tone in action and experience him live during his show, during his performance on the Dutch Master stage, which is pretty damn cool. They had the house packed. So,
right,
Tone,
especially the Dutch Master stage.
Introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from. You know, what's good with you?
Great.
We can hear you.
Talking about me coming in.
For just the coffee's darling, give us a second.
You know, we always make it work.
Was in here. My cat is always trying to get on the radio.
He said he wants some of this good old action. But yes, Tone the Gold headline, South by Southwest. And it was an opportunity. You had to be there to experience. If you missed South by Southwest this year,
yes,
that's definitely something that you want to look into, get into
next year
for 2019, because every year it gets bigger and better. I must say. It gets bigger and better.
Get your slots while you can.
Yeah, definitely. You want to start early, like right now. They've already started right after the weekend was over by Monday. They had already started announcing that they were already going to start pushing for 2019. So, you know, if you got an opportunity, you might want to start around September and October where early access starts, because you get the discounted prices versus you wait until the last minute, because a lot of artists, we had experience of a lot of artists trying to get slots at the last minute. And when you get them early, a lot of promoters, like me, I get in touch with the venues early so I can cut deals as far as the artists that I'm, you know, in cahoots with. And
right.
They start off, usually they'll start off at a good $500, if you're lucky. Now, if you don't, if you wait till the last minute, like you wait till the week of, you're looking at a good stack, two stacks. You feel me? That's just to get a performance slide. That's not even for South by Southwest pad. You feel me? So
Right.
You want to go ahead and get your passes early if you can, because if you don't, I'm telling you, you're going to be SOL, and that's going to be it. That's going to be all she wrote. What you want to do is go ahead and apply first, but definitely we still have Tone. Tone going to be he's here. He's just going through some technical difficulties.
Y'all can't hear me?
Yeah, I thought
there
you
go.
Back. Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, I've been back on. I was listening to y'all.
So let's
yeah,
get to Tone to go. Like, what's your question for Tone, Gray?
Yeah, Tone. So tell us about your upcoming project. First of all, we would like to know about you got They Sleeping On Me Too? Or They Sleeping On Me? They Sleeping On Me, about to drop, right?
Yeah, They Sleeping On Me, about to drop, man. I've been working on this particular project for about a year now, man. Just trying to do it a little different than I've done it in the past. I really never took like over 3 months of my time to work on one project, just because I record music at a fast pace, and you know, it's not too much for me to record music. But with this particular project, I wanted to take it a little slower and get in the studio hands on with the producers that I was working with, versus people just emailing tracks over and being able to trade off ideas with the producers, and then even just being hands on with the graphics and the art direction behind it. And then the music videos, with 7 music videos already filmed from that project. So, you know, it's coming together real well.
Wow. Right. So who could we look at? You got any special features? Anybody you got, you know, we can look forward to hearing on this whole project with you?
Yeah, with the They Sleeping On Me, man, on a lot of my projects in the past, I've always had big name features, like tons of them on it. With this one, I didn't want to flood it with features, so I just did, you know, Lil Boosie, the only feature on there really that I could think of. And it's 14 songs. But, yeah, like I said, Boosie's the only feature that he's actually featured on the single from the project. It's called Last Night. And we're about to drop that song in like 5 days maybe. So I just got the artwork back for that cover art too, and it's super dope, man. So we're filming that video. We're going to be filming first half of the video in Atlanta and the second half in Houston. So it's looking good.
Okay. So tell us, Bust It Down. Tell us a little bit about
Bust It
Down. Like, where did that concept come from?
Bust It Down was the first leaked song off the They Sleeping On Me project, man. And that's just, I say it's just like some classic Tone music. You know, a lot of people, they know I'm known for turning the club or getting the party started, or, you know what I'm saying, having that music that really bring the ratchet side out of the females out. So it was just some classic Tone music. You say what now?
Oh, I say yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to all, you know, the sophisticated people that got the ratchet side. But yeah, it's just one of them turn up songs, man, that'll turn the party up. And the video has already passed like, I think, a couple thousand views on YouTube with no world star push. So that's always dope. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, man, hey, yeah, the They Sleeping On Me project is shaping up real well.
That's what's up. That's what's
amazing.
Up. We'll be right back. We got Bust It Down on track by Tone to Go. Keep it tight. We on the Fast Lane Street Smart Radio.
Mixed by Tone.
Bust it down. Bust it down. Bust it down. I want to see you. Bust it down. Bust it down, bust it down. I wanna see you.
Bust it in.
Bust it down.
Bust it in.
Bust it down.
Bust it in.
Bust it down.
Ooh.
I wanna see you.
Bust it in.
Bust it down.
Bust it in.
Bust it down.
Bust it in.
Bust it down.
Y'all, pop on Tone. Bust down on my wrist right now.
Bust it down.
Bust their ass.
Ooh.
1400 for these ball main jean down. Right, I'm about to bust their ass.
Bust it down.
Y'all, no, I don't trust their ass. No. Bitch, gon' bust that ass. I ain't bustin' down shit, don't touch my stack.
Don't touch my,
you know,
stack.
I keep a knot.
Whoa.
Got 12 on payroll, moving pound doing the day still, so you know they can't bust my ass.
Blitz, yeah.
We gon' rush they ass. Got a whole pound of gas in their plastic bag.
Yeah.
Bad bitch, love Tone Savage ass. Got a camera in the dash when I'm back and back. And my bankroll was
stretch.
New watch, new crib, new cars, new everything. Balenciaga,
yeah.
Ferragamo,
jeweler. I wanna see you bust it. I wanna see you bust it.
Bust it. Bust it.
What it why two playing, motherfucker?
Yeah.
I wanna see
yeah.
you bust it. Bust it ass.
Bust it down. Bust it down. Bust it down. I wanna see you. Bust it down. Bust it down. Bust it down. I wanna see you.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Ooh.
I wanna see you.
Yeah. Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Bust it down.
I wanna see
bust
you.
It down. Bust it down. Make your mama proud. Damn that ass is round.
Damn that ass is round.
In between classes, bust it down on the campus ground.
Oh, you busting now?
I done flooded my wrist with them boogers and shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I got these bitches fiending for this.
Ooh.
Balenciaga's got me cleaning it, bitch.
Ooh.
Blood and roll it, make her clean off the dick.
Ooh.
On my ratchet shit.
On my ratchet
this
shit.
This my practice wrist.
Fan of red mixed with activists.
Yeah.
I'm immaculate.
Sit it out on my wrist. Got a nigga looking like he didn't catch the brick.
Who the pastor is?
Cause yeah.
he blessed.
Blessed.
Gotta dunk your ass in that dress.
Ooh.
So I had to ask, was it real?
Is it real?
Eat cornbread. That's a yes.
Yes.
Patek Philippe bust down.
Ooh.
AP bust down.
Ooh.
Q blow bust down.
Ooh.
Roll Lee bust down.
Yeah.
Yo jeweler.
Yeah.
I wanna see you bust it.
Bust it.
I wanna
bust
see
it.
You bust it.
Bust it down.
Boy, that watch two play, motherfucker.
Bust. I wanna see you bust.
Bust it. Bust it down.
Bust it down.
Bust
yeah.
it down. Bust it down. Bust it down. I wanna see you. Bust it down. Bust it down. Bust it down. I wanna see you.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Ooh.
I wanna see you.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Bust it ass.
Bust it down.
Ooh.
I wanna see
Ooh.
You.
Yeah,
but
so the tone
down.
Will go, bust it down.
Bust it ass.
You already know when that come on, that just make you want to move every single time. Every time.
Yeah, it's a great writer.
Well,
perfect for the song.
You just had a performance last night, and you got some upcoming. Tell us about your performance yesterday or last night.
Yeah, last night I was in, oh, man, last night. It's crazy, ironically. New single coming called Last Night Plug. But now last night I was in Savannah, Georgia. Yeah, man, I was down in Savannah, Georgia for Orange Crush. They got a big festival down there. They do I think it like originally started as a 1-day thing. Now it's been spread out to 3 days, which I'm pretty sure over the next 5 years, you know, it'll probably be a whole week event. But Savannah has a beach down there, man, and around this time they got an event called Orange Crush. So last night was the pop-off night for the festival. It was the first night for the festival, and I performed at a spot called 201. And then I ended up going to another spot after that. I forgot the name of the second spot, but it was jam-packed shoulder to shoulder in there, man. I shut it down there the last night, you know, and a few other of my joints. So, you know, just working, moving, man.
Of course. Of course, you're always busy. I see you constantly. You out
right.
there. That's one of the things I love about you. You always got something new coming. It's always when you pop out, you pop out. I also noticed that you had a kids cartoon out. You're doing some animation. Tell
yeah.
me about that.
Yeah, I actually from top to bottom with this cartoon, I pretty much did everything. You know, I've always had a dream of being in the cartoon industry or illustration industry or animation industry. For a lot of people who don't know, I had 2 scholarships in art. You know, and I turned those down for music.
Oh, that's
but
amazing.
You know, I got a real deep background in art. So with this children's cartoon, man, really I was just inspired by my children. Anybody that keep up close with my movement, you know, I got a 2-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son. Just seeing what they watch on the daily, on the YouTube, and through the apps on the phones and on the iPads and stuff, man, it just, you know, inspired me to be like, why not make my own cartoon and test it out on my own children every day? You know,
right.
if it don't draw their attention, if it don't keep them glued for 5 minutes, then this ain't the episode, you know. But it you know, it's really then grew to something. It's called Singing Penguin. You know, I illustrated it. I did the voices on it, did the music on it, Me and my boy Dominic Green did all the instrumentals on it and everything, but it's all original. And, you know, the goal is to get it picked up by a major cartoon network one day, or maybe even building our own cartoon platform, man, and just, you know, starting from that.
Right. So, and was that's good, and that's great, because we need more African-Americans out here doing things like that, like building our own platforms, especially for the children.
Right.
You don't see that a lot.
Right, for the youth.
You don't see that a lot. So, and that's one of the things that we need to get back to as a country, is catering to what our children are watching, what they're, you know, focusing on a daily basis. Same thing.
Right.
My daughter, she's 9, and she's autistic, so I definitely have to watch what she comes in contact with and how she comes in contact with it, because especially the children's brains, they're so sensitive, and they soak in everything. So 10 years from now, what you think they won't remember, they'll come back and tell you about an episode from 9 years ago, and you'll be like, what?
Right.
Remember?
Right. And they got some secret messages and cartoons and stuff these days that you just, we need more actual cartoons that are positive and educating to kids.
Yeah, definitely. So, if anybody wants that educational cartoon, go check out the Singing Penguin, man. Yeah, they want an educational cartoon. They're definitely educational. Every episode is a learning experience, but it's just done in a format of music. And, you know, I feel like that's one of the easiest, you know what I'm saying, things when it comes to memorizing things. You know, it's music, a good melody. Helps you memorize things.
So, do you got any upcoming goals coming? Like, anything we can look out for?
Any upcoming what?
Any upcoming shows or events that, you know, we can look forward to seeing you on the ground to?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be opening for Boosie Badass on May 12th in Houston. I think that's at the fairgrounds or something like that. And then I got my listening party next week on the 25th. Shout out to Dutch Master, man. They pretty much powering that up, providing us, providing everybody with free food and drink. So it's going to be a real dope event. Shout out to South Studios. They're opening their doors and letting me do my listening party at the studios. And I'll actually be the first artist that's utilizing their studios. It's a brand new studio in downtown Atlanta. So shout out to South Studios. And yeah, man, you know, all the DJs, music heads, tastemakers, you know, producers, whoever in the industry, man, come on out and be the first to get a listen of this Last Night featuring Boosie Badass, and then getting a sneak preview of the full day Sleeping On Me project. So, you know, on top of getting free food and drinks, man.
Already.
That's gonna be
We'll be right back. We got Run Out of Breath featuring Boosie Badass by Tone the Goat. Stay locked. It's the Fast Lane.
Mixed by Tone.
Hey, baby, shake that shit till you run out of breath. Shake it till you run out of breath. Ooh. Shake it till you run out of breath. Ooh. Shake it till you run out of breath. Ooh. Shake it till you run out of breath. Ooh. Baby, shake that shit till you run out of breath. I run out of breath. Run out of breath. Yeah. Run out of breath. Talk to him, Tom. Damn, I done found me a hit. Ooh. Twerk like you love this shit. Oh, yeah. Thumb through a check till I run out of breath. Ain't shit, I can't buy any bitch. Shake that shit till you run out of breath. Make a nigga wanna buy you some shit.
Twerk.
Smoking on weed and I'm eating on edible. Nigga might die in that bitch. Fuck how fuck nigga feel. His car don't call my bill.
Nah.
Don't categorize me as real. I'm fantasizing you in heels.
Ooh.
My favorite movie is Blow.
Blow.
In other words, I like getting dough.
Dough.
I'ma throw that money to the air. But you can't touch it till it hit the floor.
Go.
Move that cheese. Paw that cheese. Paw that cheese. Move that cheese. Split that shit. Make it spread. I ain't done. Don't stop that shit. Move that cheese. Paw that cheese. Paw that cheese. Move that cheese. Split that shit. Make it spread. I need more ones. Catch your breath. Baby, shake that shit till you run out of breath. Shake it till you run out of breath. Ooh. Shake it till you run out of breath.
Ooh.
Shake it till you run out of breath.
Ooh.
Shake it till you run out of breath.
Ooh.
Baby, shake that shit till you run out of breath. Run out of breath. Run out of breath. Run out of breath.
Ooh. Shake it till you run out of breath. 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 Baby, shake that shit till you run out of breath. Run out of breath. Run out of breath. Run out of breath. Run out of breath.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Bang it. Bang it. Bang it.
Ooh.
Bang it.
Ooh.
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 What's going to go?
Ooh.
Run out of breath.
We back.
We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. That's Total Gold, Future, and Boost Badass Run Out of Breath. So, Tone.
Yeah, that's Rocky.
Yeah.
So, tell us, are there any major artists that you work with? Any artists that you wish to work with? That you want to work with?
As far as major artists that I work with, man, I've been working with them, shoot. You know, ever since I was 13, I was in T.I.'s video. I had a major cameo on one of his videos. His video was called Be Easy. It was his second single of his career. And ever since then, you know, that pretty much sparked it off, man. Ever since then, I've been just always had the pleasure of being around and brushing shoulders and working with some of the top celebrities. You know, I've written records for Montel Jordan. I've worked with Fergie from Black Eyed Peas. I've worked with, you know, the Futures, the Young Thugs, the K-Camps, the Jacquees. Shout out to my boy Trouble. He just got his new deal with Interscope. Scotty ATL. You know, even to stepping outside the box, you know, I've done so much with music, man. I sold a jingle. The morning song for the Weather Channel. I sold a jingle to them for about $35,000. You know, I had five songs in the Hoosier Caddy soundtrack. Hoosier Caddy is a movie starring Big Boy of Outkast. You know, and all of that kind of stuff. You know, that's kind of stuff people can Google about me. You know, or they can watch the ending credits of Hoosier Caddy. Formerly, I was Young Tone formerly, but now Tone the Goat. But back then, you know, you can look in the credits and you'll see Young Tone, or you can YouTube Young Tone and find a lot of my older stuff. But then on the flip side, you know, in the last year or so, I've worked with so many new people. Lil Durk, Jada Youngin, Lucci. And when I say work with, it's so many different ways I can work with an artist, because outside of me being a rapper,
right,
direct videos, I engineer music, I produce. So, you know, I brush shoulders with a lot of artists in a lot of different ways, like with Lucci and Jada Youngin. I was engineering a song for Boosie, or with my boy Rallo. You know, I directed like five of his videos. Or like with DC Young Fly, me and him got music together on top of, he was featured in a web series I have called Change the Sheets. You know, so a lot of different celebrities, we brush shoulders for different reasons, man. But, you know, that's one of my favorite things, being able to take one hat off and put another hat on and knowing how to switch in those different moments. You know, knowing how to be an engineer when you're not being an engineer. And not
right,
forever.
Exactly.
See, that's the thing. Right, that's a diamond in the rough. You don't have a lot of artists out here nowadays that could wear multiple hats, that could direct, that could engineer music, that know music, that
right.
can art. You know what I'm saying? You're a multi-talented artist, and that's one of the things that caught my eye about you. Like, yeah, like, he out here, like, really out here doing this. Like, to be a fan of yours, it's a pleasure of even being able to know you and experience some of the things that I've experienced and just being associated with you, because I'm not going to even lie, the guy moves 24/7. You know, if it's not nothing wrong with his family or his kids, the man is moving. And you don't see a lot of artists hungry out here like that, that's pushing it. a lot of them don't understand you can't just wait for things to come to you. You got to really get out here and hit this pavement. You really got to
right.
get out here and make moves, not just think that you're going to, you know, it's great being an artist, but you got to, you know, expand that. Be an artist more than an artist.
You
got to
be multi-dimensional.
Right.
Layer.
So are there any major, I mean, not major, any other artists or any people, entertainers, that you can see yourself working with in the future?
Man, it's a ton of them that I would love to work with, you know, from the acting side of things. You know, Will Smith and Denzel, those are my two favorite guys when it comes to acting. And then probably right after them is The Rock and Mark Wahlberg. On the art side of things, you know, I would love to just go to one of the museums that hold some of Picasso paintings and, you know, stuff of that nature. Then on the music side of things, man, the music list is, you know, I don't want to say super long, but long enough when it comes to the legends that blessed the mic before me. Like, I haven't got the honor to do a song with T.I. I know that's going to be around the corner. Diddy, Snoop, Chris Brown, Drake. I want to go toe-to-toe with Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying, on some bars type shit.
You said toe-to-toe.
Yeah, on a friendly competition, though.
You know, I was getting ready to say, I can see you on some old Wild and Out type junk. You feel me? Like,
right.
Bars. Because he can do it. He definitely can do it. I know he could.
I definitely hold my own.
Yeah, he can hold it. That's great. So right
and
now,
then on the production side, man, like, I definitely got to get in with Pharrell and, like, Timbaland, you know, and some of those people, man.
Yeah,
as far as new people, it's really, yeah, as far as new people,
okay.
I don't be too in tune with people that's, like, of my era. But then you got the new era that's coming after, and, you know, like the Lil Pumps and the 6ix9ines and the Lil Yachty's and those kind of guys,
yeah.
You know. So I try to stay in tune to as much as possible, but as far as working with, man, most of the people that I'm looking to work with is, you know, the people before me, people that already did, you know, raise the bar in their time.
Right. So tell everybody where we can find you at, like social network handles, where we can look you up at.
Yeah.
As far as
I try to keep everything branded as simple as possible, man. It's Tone the Goat. Of course, if you're on Instagram, it's no spaces. If you're Googling it, you can put the spaces, Tone space, the space, Goat. You know, but it's all Tone the Goat. And, you know, if you're trying to connect the dots with some of my previous work, that's Young Tone. That's YUNGTONE. You know, but on any social media, it's Tone the Goat right now. You know, it's Goat Life Gang, TLG, Goat everything. And to everybody, you know, that's been trying to figure out what the Goat Life is about, you know, you can live this Goat Life as well. It's a lifestyle more than anything. It's just basically
okay. You
waking up. You waking up every morning looking to be a greater version of yourself than you were yesterday. You know,
right.
That's Goat Life.
All right. Where's from an entrepreneur? Remember that, y'all. You heard it right here on Street Smart Radio. Everybody, you can live the Goat Life. It's too easy.
That's right.
Just make that and be great.
Right, it's lit.
Alrighty. We're going to go to break. We got Pole Lessons by Tone the Goat featuring Capo Gambino. It's the Fast Lane, Street Smart Radio. Swift Bank.
Mixed by Tone.
It's an anti-broke session. Get the fuck out of my view. He ain't getting money, ho. Y'all. Know the fuck going on.
Baby, pop that pussy. Baby, pop that pussy. DJ Iceberg in the motherfucking mix.
Me. Class in session, pole legs. Do it on the deep bow, nigga. They ain't getting money, so petty for them bitches. Let them hate. 3-2-1, get ready, little bitch. Gon' fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Gon' fuck the pole. Fuck up 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 the pole. Fuck
trouble, I'm digging inside your daughter. Pot of gold on my wrist, cost a quarter. Tasha Lisa found her across the border. We be in the club, tipping bitches together. Me cold, long and fucking hanging on my Margiela. If it ain't her on my mind, then I'm thinking about Chella. I done dropped a whole honey, she been twerking forever. Baby, pop that pussy, pop that pussy. Baby, pop that pussy, gotta pop that pussy. She got wet, 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 gotta mop that pussy. Slap on my joke, and I'ma top that pussy. Go collect that check when you drop that pussy. That's a rich bitch, don't touch it, not your pussy. Got a movie coming soon, crew full of goons. And like balloon, baby, gone. Class in session, pole legged. Do it on the dip, bow legged. They ain't getting money, so petty for them bitches. Let them hate. 3-2-1, get ready, little bitch. Gon' fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Gon' fuck the pole up, baby. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole, baby. Fuck the pole up. I got a brand new pole in the middle of my living room. Bad bitches coming through tonight. I'm gon' be tipping soon. My girl told me don't get carried away. We only pick a two.
Why not?
So many bitches, I need a bigger room. Pole left and no question. Get ready.
Get ready.
Make it air roll like jelly.
Jelly.
Drop it to the floor like a fetty. They ain't getting money so petty. It look like a robbery. Bitches taking nigga money, not a gunpoint without a mag. Yeah. Bitches getting more money than these niggas. I don't fall in that bracket, that's fat. Yeah. What's the most money that you ever thrown through? Worst combination is a broke bitch with a dumb dude. Better have it put the top in whenever I come through.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Baby, keep dancing. She was pussy popping on the handstand. So I popped the band and started dropping bands. She put that ass on me, I just dropped my hands. She got me spinning, looking fucking up my clothes. Baby popped a molly and she lost control. So that money flying and she lost her clothes. Told her fuck it up, she fucking up the pole. The club going up, she going up the pole. She let the money fall, then she popped that. Just doing real pimping like a top hat. All out like we ride with the top back. Told her, baby, I just wanna see you pop that.
Great music.
but we more like Belly, Tommy, and Keisha shit. Gave you TLC, you on a creeping shit. Poured out my whole heart to a piece of shit. Man, I thought you would've learned your lesson about liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man, I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, nigga, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing culo and full thighs. Chilling poolside, living two lives. I could've did what you did to me to you a few times. But if I did decide to slide, find a nigga, fuck him, suck his dick, you would've been pissed. But that's not my MO, I'm not that type of bitch. And karma for you is gonna be who you end up with.
Don't make me sick, nigga. Baby, I adore. I gave you everything, was mine is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You won't gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah. Heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me. Care for me, care for me. Always say that you'll be there for me, there for me. Oh, you better treat me carefully, carefully. Yeah. I was here before all of this. Guess you acting now, now you got an audience. Tell me where your mind is. Drop a pin, what's the coordinates? You might have a fortune, but you lose me, you still gonna be misfortunate, nigga. Tell me, this love got you this fucked up in the head? You want some random bitch up in your bed? She don't even know your middle name. Watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not, though. It's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the nigga I met. Talk to me crazy and you quick to forget. You even got me tripping. You got me looking in the mirror different. Thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent. Between a rock and a hard place, the mud and the dirt is gone. Hurt me to hate you, but loving you's worse. It all stopped so abrupt, you started switching it up. Teach me to be like you so I cannot give a fuck. Free to mess with someone else, I wish these feelings can melt. If you don't care about a thing except your motherfucking self.
Man, baby, I adore. I gave you everything, was mine is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You won't gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah. My heart is like a package with a fragile.